Ladies and gentlemen, here's the man. I mean the man.
Let's go.
Hands up. One time. Hands up.
Shaq-A-N-G-A.
You're right about now. The great rhyme dropper.
Right about now.
It's a great rhyme dropper.
Yeah, I drop rhymes from place to place.
Anyhow, anyway, anyway.
Right about now.
The great rhyme dropper.
Right about now.
It's a great rhyme dropper.
I drop rhymes from place to place.
Yeah, anyhow, anyway, anyway.
Rolling around with no cape on. Just a fly button up gingham. Rappers back with aspirations. I do the damn thing proper. I ain't a rapper, I'm a great rhyme dropper. A modern day Peter Benjamin Parker. Never tie like Michelin, a true Skywalker. It's gorgeous, I mess around and stay grounded. I choose not to fly my man or get nauseous. Charge your fee to set you free. If you're looking for me, buzz apartment B. Low key like a baritone, rolling deep. I keep banging on this beat so
yeah.
Awesomely.
I rocks the beat when a thought gets tossed to me. Props to GA, cats don't want the beef. Dog keep it unthawed, you don't want the heat. Talk is cheap and you racking up a lot of deceit. You can't cash it. Dame say the man dash in the pan. African fam to make the jam classic. These other rappers out, too damn plastic. Meanwhile, my freestyle too fantastic. Yo, what's with the Fruity Loops? Toucan rapping and every crew thinking that they Wu-Tang. Shad's in the new lane passing. Trans Am blasting the handsome tandem. Grand Analog backing.
Right about now, the great rhyme dropper.
Right about now,
it's a great rhyme dropper.
Yeah, I drop rhymes from place to place.
Anyhow, anywhere, anyway.
Right about now,
the great rhyme dropper.
Right about now,
it's a great rhyme dropper.
I drop rhymes from place to place.
Yeah, anyhow, anyway, anyway.
Town guy, keep no disguise, a vigilante on the rise. This heat will chill you like an Indian chai. No compromise, it's hip hop. We capitalize on hard times. In fact, it's humble that I point this out. I'm in the house, living in affordable brackets. And if these little itty bitty rappers attack us, I chew them up in small increments like tapas. For practice, leisure, be a leader. First, you'll have to walk a mile in my Adidas. Ooh, it's like that, and now we do it like this.
Like this.
I rock your block like Kung Fu flicks.
And you won't come too when the 1-2 hits. Hard enough to punch through bricks. Know how to rap this Sun Tzu. Art of war, hard of core, carnivore, funk music. It don't end y'all, we end y'all. Always all in when a friend calls. Couple black Ken dolls with 10 balls. Right into my ballpoint pen's ball. No ink to scrawl, no thing at all.
Hello.
Now you got me cocking that non-conscious rap. All pompous when I'm on the track. Well, it's your boy Shad signing off. No final thoughts, just another great rhyme to drop.
Right about now, the great rhyme dropper.
Right about now,
it's a great rhyme dropper.
Yeah, I drop rhymes from place to place.
Anyhow, anyway, anyway.
Right about now,
the great rhyme dropper.
Right about now,
it's a great rhyme dropper.
I drop rhymes from place to place.
Yeah, anyhow, anyway, anyway.
This is a throwdown. Hell no, I can't slow down. I keep it cerebellum from a regular program. There ain't no telling a funky foreground. GA and Shad, we get down. Hold up.
Welcome back to another episode of the Roundtable on Roundtable Radio. We are sitting here with Odario from Grand Analog. My name is Gideon.
My name is Jules, and welcome to the show, Odario.
Yes, thank you. Thanks for having me, guys.
Excellent. Thanks for coming. Now, you started out making music in Winnipeg, and that was about 10 years ago. Winnipeg, I know now, is like a big music mecca, like nationally recognized. What was it like back then, though?
Oh, we were all just hoping to be nationally recognized. Dreams of that. No, actually, it was actually pretty cool because I grew up just watching bands like the Weaker Thans and Propagandhi and, you know, though, I just wanted to do the urban aspect of what they were doing, because there was a lot of mutual respect. I remember my brother worked around... No, my brother worked downstairs from the G7 office in a cafe.
Oh, really?
So he saw those guys all the time, you know, the G7 guys, G7 committee. So, sure. Yeah, it was just... It was a good community, you know. It didn't matter what kind of music you were making. We were all supporting each other. It was really times back then.
Those guys made it back in, like, 93.
Yeah.
You know, like, that was a huge hit single. We actually interviewed those guys, like, 4 years ago, I think.
Yeah.
Winnipeg seems to fuel such a great hip-hop scene.
Yeah, it's true. What's interesting about Winnipeg is that we didn't have a direct influence. Toronto, there's no doubt, you know, if you track back 20 years of Toronto hip-hop, New York was such a heavy influence on it. Mm. And Vancouver, you know, the whole West Coast scene, you know, San Francisco, Bay Area, LA, those were big influences on Vancouver. So now you have Winnipeg, Manitoba, right slap dab in the middle of Canada.
It's true. There isn't a big Minnesota rap scene to bleed up, you know.
Exactly. You know, we just, you know, there were a couple guys from there. I think, you know, there were a couple guys from there. We could get into it, but right. We didn't have that big influence, or you can also put it as a big cloud over us as the American counterpart. So we had to dig on our own, you know. We were even looking at, like, France hip-hop and Japan hip-hop as you know, things that were going on. And, you know, we were proud that, hey, man, we were selling music. I remember we were selling vinyl back in the day in Japan before I even got something going on in the U.S. So,
no way.
Yeah, you know, it's just odd things like that.
Hmm. Right on.
I mean, a lot of the time... People talk about the prairies as this sort of isolationist blues that comes from it, you know. But it sounds like it was more of an opportunity to get yourself out there in places that just weren't even Canada, you know.
Yeah, it was. Winnipeg's a great place to get started. It's a great foundation place because, well, one, it's small, and but. Also, it's just, you know, back to my comment about the influences, you can just find yourself, you know what I mean? Just find who you are and develop that, and you don't realize that you're a bona fide weirdo. You know what I mean? You don't have anyone going, man, you guys are weird over there. But it's not until you finally got on some sort of national platform, and then everyone else got their grooves going on, and they look over what you've been making in Winnipeg for the last 10 years and going, wow, you guys are strange over there, man.
That is different.
Yeah.
Nice.
Exactly.
Now, coming back to your music, what was it as an MC that attracted you to the live band format as opposed to electronic samples or a DJ scratching or something like that?
Well, okay, so... My history is I was born in Guyana, South America. My parents somehow, for some reason, got a job in Winnipeg, Manitoba from there. So moved there, started school there, and that was pretty much the beginning of an open, blank palette of how am I going to be created as a human being, you know?
Guys and girls, guys and girls, guys and girls, I see guys and girls dance. Guys and girls, guys and girls, guys and girls, I see guys and girls dance. Guys and girls, guys and girls, guys and girls, I see guys and girls dance. Guys and girls, guys and girls, guys and girls, I see guys and girls dance.
Ayo, stepping on that newness, hot reppin' the grand, I can't cool it. I got caught in the rain dance, I'm foolish, I'm out of seclusion. I'm all about the shining like Stanley Kubrick. And we can be the bestest. Thought this was just us or justice. Let them know what the fuss is. Light it up for my regular customers. My name is not Hammer, but you cannot touch this.
Can't touch this.
But you can't undress this. This word from the missus, how can I contest it? Release that pressure, let go that goose. I've been holding it together like the Del Cecil. Now we must let loose. May I have this groove? Hold the trouble when we
meddling is for the proof. Old school like doo-wop, we dance like you that. Your mom said cool off, but I said screw that. Off the wall, it's automatic. Off the wall, it's automatic.
Guys and girls, guys and girls, guys and girls, I see guys and girls dance. Guys and girls, guys and girls, guys and girls, I see guys and girls dance.
I'm picking up where I left off. All the stars around, I'm vibing on a feeling. Won't you come my way? I'm picking up where I left off. You were so outstanding, I'm vibing on a feeling. With nothing really much to say.
To darkness this evening. Underground rooftops, they keep burning. No excursion, it's automatic.
I can't help this feeling.
My freedom's out of limbo. I get low, it's real life, it's slow-mo. Tell you quick, go hard or go home. They're irritating like ringtone.
I hate hating, but I ain't redeeming a group on.
I bang the beat like Bangladesh. A man of peace, a man of best. I'm well dressed like I'm going out west. So what's next? She's got a purpose and ready to work this. I'm lost in the world, this girl's so obsessed. Perplexed because it don't make sense. A quick K-I-S-S on her neck. How fast can one hot interaction get? I'm running on a mythical rhythm so intense. I'm perplexed because it don't make sense.
Guys and girls, guys and girls, guys and girls, I see guys and girls dance. Guys and girls, guys and girls, guys and girls, I see guys and girls dancing.
I'm picking up where I left off. All the stars around, I'm vibing on a feeling. Won't you come my way? I'm picking up where I left off. You were so outstanding, I'm vibing on a feeling. With nothing really much to say.
Yo, turn up the moon, howl like wolves. Dance you silly to a funky tune. Take it up outdoors, whirl you up like dervish. Naked in the park and you ain't nervous. It's perfect, I prefer this. I wrote it in the verse cause you do concur,
concur.
An episode of these bees and birds. We're thinking of the plot, getting hot in her.
In her.
Hot in her.
In her.
My parents are just trying to survive, but as far as I'm concerned, I'm now this kid in the hip-hop era growing up in Winnipeg, Manitoba.
Mm-hmm.
So my dad was a reggae DJ in the 80s.
Oh, cool.
So that was his thing. You know, he was throwing these parties in Winnipeg, just playing reggae and soul music, that type of thing.
So you had a heavy influence from your parents, I mean, in terms of,
yeah, you know, vinyl was already all through the house. My dad always had to make sure he had the coolest thing. But there was this point where you have to rebel against your parents. You just have to. But what do you do when your parents are cool? Like, what happens?
I'm gonna be an asshole. Yeah.
So I really leaned towards rap. But I was also taking a lot of creative writing courses, after school courses in junior high. So I was doing a lot of like writing poetry and such. So now insert high school, and I went to Kelvin High School, which was known as the skater school back then. A lot of punk rock.
Sure, a little ska up in there.
Yeah, and so from there we created this group, I guess you call it, or this sort of after school thing called the Alternative Music Club. But it was all guys that were just playing instruments and playing, you know, sort of punk rock and you know, grungy stuff. And so from there, I would come in and go, hey, guys, man, you got to play something that I can at least rap over. Because I'm not much of a singer, I'm a rapper.
Give it a beat.
Yeah. So then I had to teach him to play me a nice 4/4 beat that I can rap on. And from then, like I said, you know, you don't realize that you don't have any influences. You kind of create your own person. It was all about rapping on live instruments from then on. So even though I went on to try to make some beats once in a while, I always went back to the live instruments, and finally this developed into Grand Analog.
Yeah, well, I mean, you can interact with people that way, you know? You're not pressing play on an iPad, not that there's anything overtly wrong with that, you know? Yeah. I would just think it's more fun to play with other musicians, right?
Yeah, if you can find them. I'm telling you, it's not easy to find that.
What was it like finding the band making Grand Analog?
Well, I had the name before I even had the band, I'll tell you that. I was hanging on to that name. I didn't know what it was going to be. I didn't know if it was going to be a reggae band, a rock band, a rap group. I didn't know what it was. I just knew I loved this name. And I was working at HMV at the time when I moved to Toronto. And our bass player was working with me. And I used to tell him about this idea I have, like kind of putting like Tribe Called Quest meets The Clash together, if that would even happen.
It's a noble quest.
And I remember Warren, the bass player, overheard me say that. And he's like, hey, what were you talking about? You know, I play bass, by the way. So.
And I really like those two bands.
Exactly.
Oh, my, yes.
So, and I already had my producer in place, which was Catalyst, a.k.a. Alistair Johnson. And my brother was already in place. He's my DJ, so... We just finally put it together. Yeah.
Punk rock rap.
Yeah.
What could be more natural?
Absolutely. That's what the 80s is all about, right? Now we can look back and be like, what was the two best things about the 80s?
Yeah.
Punk and rap.
Yeah.
Let's do that.
Nice.
Metal was pretty good. But.
Now, let's talk a little about the music that you're listening to. How is it related to the music that you make, and how much overlap is there?
Well, that was a big influence on this record in particular, because what I finally did was said, hey, guys, I love everything you guys do, what you guys listen to. We took a lot of time off before working on this record, so I knew the guys were out there listening to something. So I said, yo, bring in your influences and what you're listening to. What are you guys listening to? Let's hear it and let's try and implement some of that.
Mm.
So my brother was
to interrupt for 1 second. Mm. Was that like previous recordings were just your ideas that you were like giving them to play?
Yeah, mostly. Okay. Mostly it was the first record for sure, Calligraffiti. You'll hear a lot of dub influences in there because I was, you know, sampling a lot of my dad's records where I'd finally realize, okay, sorry, he was cool the whole time.
So not too much of a rebellion, right?
I didn't know that. Oh, I'm going to sample these.
Yeah.
So then, yeah. And the second record, I wanted to branch out a little bit. But then this record, I didn't want to be the sole guy thinking, you know, coming up with stuff. So Warren Bray, the bass player, he brought in Lionhead, which had a little bit of an Afro beat feel to it. And he did the great Brian Dropper beat. You know, just heavy funk, kind of, you know what I mean? Just forward progressive grooves. And then Catalyst and I did that People track, which is kind of like the funk punk that I was thinking of. And he also did Rap Sheet with Socrates, which is kind of a more dark, like hip hop sound. So everyone brought in something different. It was great. I'm glad.
Fantastic.
I'm glad I did that.
Yeah, y'all. I'd like to welcome you all to the Grand Analog Show. Yeah, it's been a long, long.
I do my own stunts. Rebels advocate, a catalyst for living once. Sympathy for the devil, I tell it like it is. Give my best, there and Neville. The last one to settle, I test every level. No rest for the wicked, I get dressed for the contest.
Yeah, I'm wild for the life. I was blind to the nines, now I fight for the light. I take my time when I do it. Survival and ruin on my own influence. Lionhead movement at this very moment. Heroes become human. It's been a long, long time. And I feel good about the skin I'm in. It's been a long, long time.
It's getting free, baby. It's getting free, y'all.
I'm close to a new beginning. I feel good about the skin I'm in. Look at my life, I'm a lot like you.
A lot like you.
I kneel to the young, I tell them stay strong. I've been there too,
I've been there too.
I say now brother, don't you know the things going cycle? Ain't no telling what we will become or succumb to. Make it out alive, grab your mind by the handle. Ain't no telling what you can do. It's indestructible but not invisible. I kill them all for the principle. Yeah, life is for learning, earning every outcome. Humans become champions. It's been a long, long time.
Let's get free, baby.
I'm close to a new beginning. I feel good about the skin I'm in. It's been a long, long time.
Let's get free, baby. Let's get free, y'all.
I'm close to a new beginning. I feel good about the skin I'm in.
Find it's more of a satisfaction to actually have everyone, you know, put something in and then see where it goes.
Well, I mean, yeah, it is. It is because, you got to trust. I do a lot of NBA references, by the way. You know, you got to trust your players, right? You have to trust your team. And absolutely. I admire all the guys in the group. You know, they, whenever we're on the road, someone has something that they want to offer to the stereo, and you know, usually we're all like, "Oh wow, man, never heard this before. I like this." You know,
that's some of the best relationship parts of bands, right? Yeah. You know, just waiting in the car on the way to rehearsals and you have to hear these fucking guys. Yeah. I know you're gonna love them.
I know it's the best, man.
I mean, nobody else knows you like that, really. Yeah. Musically.
Right, that's right. So that sharing is you know, have that move into the studio.
Yeah.
And just kind of sit back and say, okay guys, I'm all ears, man. What direction do you think we should go in tonight? You know,
that's cool.
Yeah.
Is that how practices go too? It's not just like all business, like play the songs that we have. It's let's noodle around and see what else we can do.
Well, unfortunately, we don't practice.
No way. What's the story there?
I don't know. We just never get around to practicing.
So do you guys hang out much?
Like, as a band? We do. We all live in a 5-block radius of each other.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so getting together is, you know, what sometimes it will be some sort of domestic vibes, like a brunch. Who's around for brunch?
I'm having time? Mimosas. No, for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, if everyone's that close together, you got to do breakfast and shit.
Yeah. And then other times, it's like, you know, one of the guys was DJing somewhere, so then we'll all just go pop in and support that. Because everyone's a goddamn DJ these days.
Yeah, so. Well, sure. Check it out. I got an iPod.
Yeah. It's got a great mix.
I picked these songs myself.
Nice. Now let's talk a little about writing. What inspires you to write? Is there a specific headspace or like physical place that really is your go-to place?
It starts with washing the dishes.
Nice. Every time?
Man, I don't know what it is, man. When I wash the dishes,
it's all these ideas, right?
I think it's something, there's some odd irony about it, because I'm washing the dishes and it's just me and my thoughts. My hands are soaking wet and now I got to dry them off so I can write down this great idea that I just had. It's just sort of like, why now when my hands are soaking sudsy wet?
Great ideas always come in the shower. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
It's just a very localized shower.
So when you look at my notebooks, they have these drip, you know, like when the ink gets wet and just kind of fades off. I got all these old drips and ink ink blots everywhere. Oh, it's terrible.
That's funny. Yeah. You gotta get some like dictation software on your phone, right?
Well, yeah, exactly.
Or like a marker, right?
Yeah. Take a note.
Or just like one of those guys who follows you around and writes down what you say.
Maybe.
What are they called?
I think that'd cost a little more.
Like an intern dude.
Yeah.
A little intern dude.
Hit up Craigslist and be like, I have a job for you.
Yeah. I only need you from 5 to 5:15 when I'm doing every night.
It would be great. And you could totally stay for dinner.
It's like, okay, kid, yeah. Write this down. The great rhyme dropper. Write that down.
Okay. No, not dripper. Nice. Now, let's go into the new album, Modern Thunder. It sounds fantastic. It dropped in August. How has it been received by the fans so far?
You know, it's we haven't fully gotten across the country yet. We're just, man, one thing at a time, you know. We had to break up some touring to go to Europe. Which is great news. So Germany really, really, really soaked that in. We had a couple shows out there.
Nice.
And then came back, and now we're back on the Canada grind. Can't wait to get out west, by the way, because, you know, we've always had great, great shows and stuff there.
Vancouver loves hip-hop.
Oh, and they love it.
Yeah.
We love getting
not
over
to
there.
Mention it's gorgeous.
Well, yeah. It's a great place to go. Yeah.
It's funny. I always tell our agent, could you just save us 2 days in D.C.?
I'm sure there's an apple orchard we could play. Whatever.
Yeah. Acoustic set. Yeah.
4 a.m. in Parkdale. Take 3.
I think I'm going down. I think I'm going down. I think I'm going down, but first, just one more round, check it out. Drum machines, midnight munchies, a mellow scene, late night company, vinyl on the deck, let my memory take me. This is my reality, any given hump day. Original flavor, Miss Vicky's, a green bag and a couch full of gypsies. Knee deep in these seedy streets, I'm on the late night, gotta find something to eat. My street corner's like a hoarder disorder. Any human you'd have thought of. Moonlight marauders, after club crawlers, prepare to get blogged. Mind the garbage amongst the carnage. Beautiful zombies, indie cliques, Jesus freaks, hustlers and rapping geeks. Head nod to the beat, whole night to bow. I call them in the owls, at the after hours. And I don't mind. And I don't mind. I don't mind, I don't mind, I don't mind, I don't mind. Riots packed in high rises, stacks upon stacks of shacks and soap boxes. We come in droves like a murder of crows. Late night vernacular, anything goes. The prognosis ain't compliant. Too much mysticism, not enough science. Knee deep in these
see these streets, I'm on that late night, gotta find something to eat. Back lanes and alleyways, let's go that away. Thoughts on what is love? Hathaway, I come in pieces and say pays. This digi cafe seen better days. I'm amazed by the culture of bliss. Excuse me, miss, but do you speak English? After this, I say we get a couple tongues locked. Mix the gin, what you got in your ice box? And I don't mind. I don't mind. Drum machines, midnight munchies, a mellow scene, late night company, vinyl on the deck, let my memory take me. This is my reality, any given hump day. Yeah. Any given hump day. This is my reality, any given hump day. Scene, late night company, bottle on the deck, let my memory take me. This is my reality, any given hump day.
Modern Thunder, so we talked about how you brought in everybody's musical influences to write it. How did you go about doing the recording on it?
Well, this time around, I didn't come into the studio with an idea. I wanted the music to define the idea. Okay. So it was a very cool experiment, and I really enjoyed doing it, and I think what that did was allow the music to define the theme of the song. Mm. So we would work on a whole bunch of different grooves, different beats, you know, different jam sessions. And if I'd hear something, sometimes I'd hate it right away, by the way. I just throw it in the iTunes, and then I have iTunes on shuffle, and then, whoa, what's this?
Yeah, I forgot
this
about
is
that one.
Good. Man, this shit is really good. And something we jammed out 5 months ago that I hated back then. So
just wrong headspace, right?
Could be, man. So, you know, next thing you know, I'm listening to this and the words just come out because, you know, I'm listening to it and I'm doing the dishes, right? So I'm like, wow, it's like this is Modern Day Fool. Is I call this one Modern Day Fool, or, you know, this one's Howl Like Wolves, you know, like that kind of thing. It just came up listening to the beat. And
it's really neat.
Normally, songwriters would like to sit down with a lyric at a piano or with a guitar and then try to work in a melody, but I did it the reverse. It's more hip-hop that way, actually.
A lot of the time, with a lot of different kinds of art, you really just need to see it happen. You need to conjure the image, whatever it is. It just comes to you,
yeah.
And you know it's right.
Yeah, yeah. And yeah, I must admit, I might implement more of that. That's that style of writing, because we try so many different sounds that you never know which one's going to actually make it on the record. And then having said that, what's this song about? You know, so
yeah,
you know, it's like that Guys and Girls are such a good funk groove. I'm like, man, all I see is guys and girls dancing to this beat. That turned out to be the name of the song. Yeah,
it seems really like organic and spontaneous, and like you said, you're not trying to force it into a framework that you've already got. It's like the words are coming out of the beat that's already there because it's already there.
That's right. That's right. Yeah.
Nice. Now let's talk a little about the stage. What do you take out of playing music for people?
Well, you know what? Our number one MO, no doubt, our motto is, if you, this has to happen in reverse, either way, vice versa. when you listen to the album, or if you see the show first, when you go get the album, or if you had the album, you go see the show, you're going to get the same experience.
Nice.
That's what we want. That's a hard thing to achieve, too. It is. I'm telling you, my biggest pet peeve is listening to, say, the Lauryn Hill classic album, Miseducation, and then I go see her live, and she's mucking it up with all these different instruments all over it and different versions, and I want to experience live what I was listening to for the last 15 years on some records, you know what I mean? So, yeah.
Well, it's the same reason that I just won't go see Ozzy Osbourne, right? I'm just like, I don't want all those memories ruined for me.
With your live interpretation of the song.
And there's something to be said for, you know, people who want to give you a different experience in one direction. Right. And then, whatever it is, a more of a live feel.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I feel like a lot of the time it's just an excuse to say, well, you know, it's a different experience in both places.
agreed. And I just didn't want to be in that category. Like, you know.
Do the albums take an excessive amount of time because of that?
Not now. The first record did, because, you know, we just didn't know what we were doing. Sure. We just were doing, and then until we were happy, we'll call it done. But by the third record, you should pretty much know what your capabilities are. And, you know, you may try to exceed them, you know, challenge yourself, obviously. But
well, if you haven't developed significantly by the third record, there's something going wrong.
Right, right.
You don't want to keep doing the same thing forever either.
Yeah. So, yeah, with this third record, we had a routine at approaching music. We just we try to challenge ourselves in some ways, but I wouldn't say it was difficult at all.
Would you say that this I'm gonna just say style of album that you guys tried to do, was that a challenge to yourself, or was that just let's try and make an album without any particular first direction?
Yeah, you know what, one thing I said to the guys is let's approach this with a clean slate, a clean slate. Don't look back at the previous two records and let's say, okay, we got to make another kazoo, man. We just have to make another I Play My Kazoo track, or we got to make another Around This Town. Like some guys don't learn.
Well, last track, we didn't have enough big hyped up stuff, and that's what I want to do this time or whatever. You
know? Yeah, it's true. It's very tricky, man. It's easier said than done. It really is. Especially when you've got fans.
Forget your past. Yeah. Right?
Look into this pen.
I start every session by getting whaled with a 2x4.
I remember no part of my life.
It's my best material.
Of a broken heart, stubborn like mud, eyes wide shut. A cold front cometh, cup still runneth. Gonna milk the summer till it's all dried up. Decisions are rash when you fear an attachment. I'm always on the hunt, kinda like an assassin. Peace with the past, make peace, I figure. Red like cranberry, doesn't have to linger. You define the future. Leaves from the trees to your bottom bachelor. Of course, if you fall, I catch you. It's a groovy kind of battle from here to hereafter. Now we write fresh pages. Back in the day when I was a teenager, they used to say, hey, love is contagious. Well, here's one for the ages, no doubt.
Fire.
of a strange desire. All this blunder, thunder, fire, enamored in your armor. Mysteries of you, my darling, casualty. Nights like this are most fly. At times, you find things undetected by the naked eye. Find things out of dreams, a bullet sky. Come by, pull the trigger, kill some time. Unleash my urge, this dancing girl in vintage pearls. Punch drunk loving, sailor and his woman mix messages like forehead kisses in the morning. Now we write fresh pages, back in the day when I was a teenager. They used to say, hey, love is contagious. Well, here's one for the ages, no doubt.
You have to not let it get to you when a fan comes up to you and says, man, first record's still my favorite, man, you know. They're just expressing themselves and, you know, they're not trying to hurt your feelings or anything. They're just saying that the first record did it for them. And so as an artist, he can't go, damn it, everyone likes that first record. Let's try and make it again.
Back to basics, you know what? Yeah. How could that go wrong?
I call it the Matrix 2 scenario. Where, like, you know, Matrix 2 is awesome, right? But it just, we'd seen that before, right? You know, and because I saw the first one first, obviously, it was my favorite. Like,
And, you know? And you've had longer to ruminate on it, too, right?
Yeah.
Like, when you've had, say, you drop one album in 2007, one in 2009, one this year.
Yeah.
They've known that last one for 8 years.
It's true.
So, like, maybe in 8 more years, they'll love the third one just as much or whatever,
that's
right?
That's a good point. That's a good point.
I think there's a simple sort of monkey reflex that happens there, because it happens to me, too. When I go see a band, and the first thing that I hear of them is the live show, but then when I'm listening back to the record and I hear one of those songs that I'm already heard, that I enjoy that song way more, because I'm like, I recognize this.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
Familiarity is a powerful thing.
Yeah, it is. It really is.
Where do you think that those ideas come from, besides the dishes in Grand Analog? You know, where, besides, you know, mining other music, where does the serendipitous creativity come from?
Man, I don't know. You actually stumped me on that one, because I don't know. That's a psychology question. That's something you and I need to sit down and.
And really lie down on the couch.
Well, Doc, when I was 11, I was, man, I just remember when it...
Yeah. Remember, I dropped out of psychology. I'm only qualified to be a bartender.
I can listen, but I can't answer.
What I say won't help.
Have a beer.
It is a good solution. But let's bring it back to Grand Analog. Where can we find you online?
Quite simply, grandanalog.com. I think all the links are there. So you'll find the Facebook link on there, Twitter, SoundCloud, YouTube, just about everything. Unfortunately, the YouTube page isn't just Grand Analog. It's Grand Analog 1 because there's some sucker on there named Grand Analog, and I absolutely hate when
with like
happens.
A watch fetish or something.
I don't know what.
Check out all these.
I don't know who this dude is. I want him to cease and desist, goddammit.
Yeah. You got to be able to like send people little like you know threats through YouTube to be like, I will digitally shame you if you don't give me this name.
I know, man. Why do I have to be Grand Analog 1 and he's Grand Analog?
You could be the Grand Analog.
Grand Analogers, you know.
Oh, man. So what's coming up for the band? Have you got anything big on the horizon right now?
Well, we are trying to just get all these dates lined up one by one. Fall is a very difficult season to be touring because there's just so much going on. Mm. But we're weaving in there bits and pieces. We're going to do a national tour in January or February 2014. So anyone out there, please keep an eye out. We're going to dip into the U.S. as well. So it's time to do odd places like Milwaukee and
Kalamazoo, Michigan. Yeah.
Let's go to Utica, New York.
Yeah.
Utica. Send us your fan mail.
Who knows, man? Who knows what they've got out there? But we're coming. We're coming.
Awesome. And thank you so much for coming out today, Odario. Yeah. Check out Grand Analog, and we will be back next week with even more awesome music.